Now, just before we talk cars with Ernest, I've got a few minutes to squeeze in some important information about a series of public conversations scheduled to happen over the course of the second half of August around a topic that is always a heated subject and one that brings a lot of controversy and emotion to the table: how to handle the baboon populations on our urban fringes. There are vast discrepancies in approach. There has been massive criticism over the years of how some contractors have tackled it and of how other people felt that the issue should be handled, and of policies that were in place and then were removed and replaced with others, etc. For as long as I've been doing this job, you say the word baboon and it's like a red flag to a bull. You get heated response. So I was very intrigued to see recently that the current contractor who was appointed to manage the issue, their contract came to an end at the end of June. So there is an opportunity to engage afresh, to have conversations about what should be done, what should be the policy of how we deal with this issue of human encroachment into baboon habitat and vice versa. And City of Cape Town has actually set up a series of public meetings where they are deliberately going out to the communities that are most affected by this, the likes of Cormickey and Scarborough, Tekai, Simonstown, Dagama, etc. And they're saying, please, if you live in these areas and are impacted by baboon activity, come and meet with us, come and have a conversation about what needs to happen and what you think should happen and shouldn't happen. And let's take the status, the conversation forward in a more positive way. To tell us a little bit more about who should be at those meetings and what they're going to cover, it's a pleasure to welcome Deputy Mayor and Mayoral Committee Member for Spatial Planning and the Environment, Eddie Andrews. Councillor, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Welcome.
Thanks, Sopa. Thanks for having me.
So what's the point of these public meetings? Who should be coming to talk to you about what?
Sopa, thanks. I think your introductory remarks covered most of what I wanted to say. I think the contract comes to an end the end of June 2023, and it's our utmost intention to transition into a more sustainable program. We don't want to prescribe to communities what a sustainable solution looks like in their community, but really to understand the contextual realities that they face and how we can assist and be more enabling, and how we can take those contextual realities and include it in our program of works to transition into a more sustainable program. That's why it's not one big meeting, because as you've mentioned, it's a very emotive topic. We've really broken it down to small chunk size pieces where those communities can attend, they can participate, and we're hoping that everyone would like to participate. I think those affected, we call them the silent majority, they don't always attend these meetings, but we're really keen to hear from those community members who are affected to participate. Also those who, of course, are advocating for the rights of baboons. We want to hear what your solutions are and how we can, the final draft of this document, it will be hopefully a document that everyone has as a buy-in already.
Eddie, does that mean emphatically that the previous service provider is off the table, and that the contract that you had in place for the last 3 years, that the way of doing it is a thing of the past, that there will be change going forward? Is that an absolute given?
So the contract is still valid until the end of the financial year, which is next year, June 2023. And so when we tender for these programs, anyone that has shown an interest, has the ability to implement, is most welcome to apply. And it includes the current service provider. So council's obligation would be to determine the scope of the program and the specifications. And I think that is the conversation that we are having now with the community members in Cormickey, Scarborough, Constantia, Tekai, Dagama, and Simonstown. So they can prescribe to us what the scope of the program should look like and what the service provider, what their contribution would be. So a sustainable program, we argue, should include how do we empower private property owners to baboon-proof their property, whether it be electric fencing, whether it be aluminium burglar bars on your window frames, whether it be security gates, whether it be just understanding what baboons would pursue. Even your pet food is not safe anymore. Sure. Even in Simonstown, how do we assist the naval base to ensure that their waste minimization program is up to standard? Because that's also a concern. They may not have sufficient refuse bins on site. And those are the conversations that we're really keen to. And even looking at changing our plan legislation. When we receive planning applications in the sand parks area, on the urban periphery, how do we respond to those applications, and what sort of conditions do we impose in the application? So those are all solutions that we are currently considering, and hopefully that we will cover all our bases when the final draft is approved by council, after we've had this series of engagement with affected stakeholders.
I think it makes a lot of sense to do it on a very localized, contextual basis. As you said, every particular settlement might have its own particular strings to the problem that might not impact others. And I think it's a very good idea to drill it down as you're doing. Now, Eddie, the first meeting is for Cormackay residents next Tuesday, the 16th of August. And then the Wednesday next week is Scarborough. The week after that will be Constantia Tekae and Dagama, and then Simonstown towards the end of the month. Where do listeners go to find the details of the particular date and time and venue for their community?
Pippa, they may contact their local sub-council or the ward council. They would be informed of the venues, the dates. It will be all online engagement, so the link would be emailed to them, so they have to register their attendance. That closes this Friday the 12th. And it tries to collect, send the link, but you're most welcome to send it after as well. So the online link will be circulated, so you have to register on the link. So you can go on the city's website, or you may just send me an email, eddie.andrews@capetown.gov.za, and we will register you or send you the link to register, and then we will then thereafter send you the link to join the online meeting.
And that's Eddie with an IE, not a Y. So eddie.andrews@capetown.gov.za. Please do send an email indicating your interest to Eddie if you can't find the details on the city website. I've also got the information to hand. You're welcome to send me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za, and I'll gladly forward the details on to you. Eddie, thanks. I hope that they're going to be really well attended and that you're going to get lots of solutions-driven input from people who are closely affected by the issue of living in close proximity to the baboons. Thank you very much for filling us in today.
Thank you, Pippa.
Councillor Eddie Andrews speaking there about the upcoming series of community meetings around the way forward for baboon management. So if you are one of those living in one of the affected communities, if you hold very strong views about what's been done wrong in the past or what might work better, particularly solutions-driven input, please consider joining. Cormackay is Tuesday evening, the 16th of August, Scarborough the 17th of August, and then Constantia Tekae, Dagama and Simonstown to follow later in the month.